from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. Looking for someone to win 2 of 3. 2 are sports categories, 1 something else. We go round and around the room naming things within said category. Last person to be eliminated wins the category. You get to play along wherever you're listening. But is there any response from any of our friends and colleagues to the last segment?
I got one.
You got a message?
I got one, too.
I got one.
And on the count of three, let's say who we got it from. So it's going to be 1, 2, 3, go, and then give the person's name.
Okay.
1, 2, 3,
David
go.
David Hall.
Okay. You guys didn't listen.
I didn't get a message from anybody.
David Hall from me, too. I said 1, 2, 3, go, and then say
the
name.
It was always a little clunky.
You should never use go.
You got your category,
go is ridiculous.
Skip to the go.
You said to do it before.
David Hall said that my entry to try to get mentioned in the pick six, flag and anthem wins, he said to me.
What'd you get, Tanny?
Don't mock the extra point. Sorry about that.
And then I got, they'll get their clothes. I doubt it.
And I got nothing.
I don't think they will.
You got nothing.
I got nothing.
You know why, right?
Because I said I don't listen to the pick six.
That's nailed it.
All right. I guess that's fair.
And because you're a big national guy, though, so you don't need me.
That's fine. All right. Category number one. I assume Ian Happ is in the lineup tonight. I have not seen the lineup, but I assume he is. If he is, it'll be his 924th game played with the Cubs, tying him with Derek Lee for 39th all-time.
Wow.
Games played as a Cub. He's been here that long. So Ian Happ is not eligible. Derek Lee is not eligible. I'm looking for the top 38.
Wow.
Most games played in Cubs history. Guys who've played more games as a Cub than Ian Happ. Speaks.
Ryne Sandberg.
Ryne Sandberg is number 4.
Sandy?
Sandy.
Is it me?
It is your turn, yes.
Mark Grace?
Mark Grace is number 9. Yes, sir.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa is number 10. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to go with Frank Chance.
Frank Chance is number 20. Yes, sir.
I know this is probably flawed. Andre Dawson, I know he wasn't there all the years, but is he there?
Andre Dawson is not on the list.
Shoot.
No, sir.
Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub. Yeah, number
That's
1.
That's a good one. Mr. Cub.
Yeah. Number 1 all-time games played.
It's like, which Yankee do you associate most with October?
I'll go with Billy Williams.
Billy Williams is number 3 all-time. Yeah.
Ron Santo.
Ron Santo is number 5 all time.
Yeah.
Number 2 still available.
Okay. How about Gabby Hartnett?
How about Gabby Hartnett? Number 8 all time. Yes, sir.
Is Greg Maddux on there?
Greg Maddux.
I guess, no, we shouldn't go pitcher. Damn it.
Yeah, it's not. It. It's very much not.
That was a stupid call.
Yeah, he is definitely not on the list.
That was dumb.
No. So does Speaks win that category? Yes.
He's got to give one, I think, right?
Well, I think
he completed the round.
He had completed the round.
Is Starlin Castro on the list?
He is not on the list.
Sean Dunstan on the
Sean
list?
Sean Dunstan is, I believe, on the list.
Is Fred McGriff on the list?
Oh, you know what? Sean Dunstan is not.
Yeah. Is not.
What about Rizzo?
Rizzo is right at the bottom there. Yeah, no, Rizzo, number 19. He is very much on the list. Sean Dunstan is, I'm sorry, number 21. Dunstan is.
So I was going to go Dunstan.
Yeah, you would have gotten it.
And I would have gotten Cap Anson.
Cap Anson was second.
Okay.
Stan Hack is up there. Bill Buckner is a big name.
Buckner.
Aramis Ramirez would have worked. A lot of other names,
good
obviously.
Good category.
All right. What about Tinkers or Evers?
Yeah, we got Chance.
You said Chance.
Chance.
Right?
I said Chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. Evers is 15, great. And Tinker is 14.
A lot of good guesses after I was eliminated.
Yeah, you had a lot of good thoughts.
A lot of real good
thoughts. A lot of good thoughts.
All right. My Team USA takes have been making the rounds. Don't know if you guys heard. I made it to the pick six. It is interesting, to me anyway, that Steph Curry has zero Team USA Olympic gold medals. I have in front of me the list of everybody who has at least two Team USA men's basketball gold medals. So if you have one Olympic gold medal, you're not on this list. Two or more is what I am looking for.
Tanny's first?
Yes.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
He has two gold medals with Team USA. Yeah, he absolutely does.
I'd hope Magic Johnson has more than one.
Magic Johnson does not.
Was it the AIDS?
It was.
I think it was.
Because the NBA players started in 92 on the Dream Team. Yeah, I guess that's a clue that I just gave.
Well, also, he wasn't on the 80 team because it was amateurs then. Because that's how I knew Jordan having the other one.
Right, yeah, exactly. Jordan has 84. Yeah. And 84. And 84 and 92, yep.
All right, I'll go Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony is tied for the lead. He has three.
Yeah. LeBron.
LeBron James has two, absolutely.
Sure. How about Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant has two, absolutely. 2008 and 2012.
Oh.
Maybe I shouldn't be giving the years.
No, it's okay.
How about Big Ticket, KG?
Kevin Garnett does not have two or more gold medals for Team USA. So, Spiegs, do you have one more?
I should have watched that Redeem Team, Doc.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Quite a few guys on there.
Yeah. How about...
It's a good doc, too. You would enjoy it.
The Redeem Team. Oh,
I think I got one, of course, now that I've been eliminated.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How about, God, I know I should go back into that era, but I'm struggling. So, Kevin Durant have two?
Of course he does. He actually has three.
Okay, good.
He is the all-time leading scorer in Team USA basketball. So, Melo and Durant are the only guys
with
three gold medals. LeBron, David Robinson.
D-Wade.
Patrick Ewing.
I was going to go Ewing.
Dwayne Wade does not. Dwayne Wade only has one.
Chris Bosh.
Stockton, Malone.
Anybody else with one college and one pro like Jordan? That's fun.
So, yeah, I'd like to know who was on Atlanta. Who was at the Atlanta games that was also on the Dream Team? I'm fascinated by
that. The 92 and 96?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Barkley, Pippen, Malone, Stockton. Pippen. 84 and 92. Is Jordan Ewing Mullen.
Chris Mullen. Okay, I almost went Chris Mullen.
Yeah, Draymond has two. Chris Paul has two. Kobe has two. Darren Williams has two. Those are the Redeem Team into 2012 guys.
Right.
So I thought it was kind of a fun list.
Danny was a good category.
Thank you. And David Robinson, 88, 92, and 96. He has three medals, but one is a bronze.
How many have one gold medal and also assaulted a 13-year-old girl? Is that just Karl Malone?
That's just Karl Malone.
Okay, I was just trying to...
Yeah, that's just
that
Karl Malone.
That bronze in 88 is why the Dream Team existed.
Correct.
Because they got a bronze and like, can't have that.
Correct.
All right, so I've got two categories down. Let's play the third for fun.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just in...
called my shot.
We had so much fun with cities in Michigan. I was just in California.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking for the 15 most populated cities in the state of California. Shane, you get to go first.
Los Angeles.
That's number one. That's the most populated city in California. Absolutely.
San Francisco.
Is number four. Absolutely.
Fresno. What up, Jalen?
What up, Jalen? Fresno, number five.
Wow.
San Diego.
Number two.
How about Sacramento?
Number six.
Oxnard.
Oxnard is not in the top. Oh, no, it's not in the top 15.
Oh.
Not in the top 15. Sorry for the fake out.
Oakland.
Oakland is number 8.
Shout out Nico.
There you go.
Hmm.
Number 3 is still available.
Number 3 is...
Well, I mean, and the, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13,
sure, there's
14.
Lots.
There's a lot available.
Shane, what about the fake town from Sons of Anarchy? Is it on there?
Those are real.
How about Stockton? Stockton, California.
That's number 11.
That's one of them. Yeah. That's one of them, son. Stockton.
Yeah,
shout out to Pavement, who's from Stockton.
Massive radio hub. You know, he got a little bigger. He went out there to California. Irvine.
Irvine, number 13.
A lot of radio stations in Irvine. A lot of Odyssey stations.
Oh, boy. I think I'm out.
Is Westwood a thing, or is it like just a part of L.A.?
That's just a part of L.A.
Yeah, it's part of L.A.
Wait, I can do one more, right?
Sure.
Pasadena.
Pasadena, not in the top 15.
Oh!
Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Santa Monica.
Long Beach is number 7.
Santa Monica, part of L.A., too.
Yeah, Santa Monica, not on my list of top 15. San Jose, you guys are missing.
San Jose.
That was 3rd.
Do you know
Anaheim.
The way there?
No one said Anaheim, right?
Nobody knows the way. Yeah. No. Anaheim. Nobody said Anaheim.
No.
Yeah.
Where is Hotel California?
It's in Santa Monica.
Got it.
So anyway, those are the categories today.
You can check out, but you can't leave. That's
right.
The thing about it.
So does Danny get more credit for calling his shot of us complimenting the categories, or me call him a shot to win it? Finally, the game maker has stepped up.
That's the bigger called shot. You referring to yourself as the game maker, then winning categories.
Yeah.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's really impressive.
Thank you.
It's like Kobe naming himself Black Mamba and it actually sticking. It's pretty impressive. How the Cubs roster needs to function in addition to a record ahead of the deadline. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.